The Bible speaks with authority. Repeatedly, Holy Scripture declares that its message comes directly from God. The Lord chose men who were enabled by the Holy Spirit to receive divine revelation. In this way, God communicated his word to the world. The Lord alone chose his instruments. He called them, prepared them, and endowed them with spiritual gifts. The prophets and apostles were divinely called to speak in the name of the Lord, to transmit God's will to the world, and to teach men the truth. In the Old Testament, men of God received their prophetic ministry when the Lord revealed himself to them in an audible or discernible way. In the New Testament, it was Jesus, the Son of God, who called and instructed his apostles so that they would become his eyewitnesses and messengers. Their message was the gospel, the good news of salvation that comes through faith in Christ. After the Lord's death, resurrection, and ascension, the work of teaching and revelation was completed and clarified by the Holy Spirit, who made known to the apostles all that concerns God's purpose for the salvation of mankind. The Apostle Paul was called to the apostolic ministry after the death and resurrection of Christ. He was instructed through direct revelation from God, and became the most ardent of missionaries and the greatest of theologians. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, he expounds in his epistles all that concerns the work and person of Christ, the fundamental questions of salvation, and almost all aspects of the faith and duties of the Christian. The Old and New Testaments, that is, the whole of the Bible, claims authority from God. Holy Scripture is his authentic, fully inspired, and infallible word. Divine inspiration confers on the books of the Bible the authority of their divine author, making them the supreme reference in all matters of faith and conduct. These books are called canonical, that is, genuinely inspired by God. Holy Scripture was written by men invested with gifts of prophecy. Moved by the Holy Spirit, these men spoke on behalf of God, as the Apostle Peter states in his second epistle. When the New Testament was written, the apostolic character of a document was the determining factor. The New Testament was drafted by an apostle, or by fellow workers who were closely associated with them. Such was the case of the evangelists Mark and Luke. Mark was a close companion of Peter, and also of Paul, while Luke, the beloved physician as Paul called him, accompanied the great apostle of the Gentiles on some of his missionary journeys. The whole of the Bible is essentially a prophetic work, and one of the most striking evidences of its divine origin is to be seen in the fulfillment of its prophecies. There are hundreds of them, sometimes announced many centuries in advance, of which a great number have already been fulfilled to the letter. That is why the Apocrypha, which are tainted with prophetic, doctrinal, or historical errors, were not included in the sacred canon, because the true word of God cannot be mistaken. Throughout the ages, however, many people have thought that errors of this kind are to be found in the Bible. At one time, for instance, it seemed impossible to accept Moses as the author of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, because, as was then believed, the art of writing had not yet been invented. But archaeologists have proved that writing was already used 1,500 years or more before Moses lived, and was widespread during his lifetime. This highly intelligent and learned man of God could have written his works in three different languages if he had chosen to, in ancient Hebrew, in Egyptian hieroglyphics, or in cuneiform writing. The Bible also mentions a certain number of places and events of ancient history, of which some were unknown until quite recently, and were therefore denounced as erroneous by many critics. Such was the case, for example, of the ancient nation of the Hittites. But thanks to modern archaeological discoveries, their existence is now well established. The canonical books of the Bible are therefore invested with God's authority. The Church and history bear witness to this authority. The most powerful witness, however, is the Holy Spirit. It is by means of the true and living Word of God that the Holy Spirit arouses faith in the unbeliever, and it is by the same